The Triumphs of a Taxidermist by H.G. Wells. Read by Stuart Crank. Here are some of the secrets of taxidermy. They were told to me by the taxidermist in a mood of elation. He told me them in the time between the first glass of whiskey and the fourth, when a man is no longer cautious and yet not drunk. We sat in his den together. His library, it was. His sitting and his eating room, separated by a bead curtain, so far as the sense of sight went, from the noisome den where he plied his trade. He sat on a deck chair, and when he was not tapping refractory bits of coal with them, he kept his feet, on which he wore, after the manner of sandals, the holy relics of a pair of carpet slippers, out of the way upon the mantelpiece, among the glass eyes. And his trousers, by the by, though they have nothing to do with his triumphs, were a most horrible yellow plaid, such as they made when our fathers wore side whiskers, and there were crinolines in the land. Further, his hair was black, his face rosy, and his eye a fiery brown, and his coat was chiefly of grease upon a basis of velveteen, and his pipe had a bowl of china showing the graces.